Good evening. My name is Beth Della Valle. I'm here as president of the Maine Association of Planners to testify in opposition to LD 1798. While MAP recognizes the value of regional and local planning, it also recognizes and is committed to statewide planning. While much progress was made with the study committee, many details were left to be worked out. Unfortunately, the proposed 18-page amendment is a mishmash of approaches to reforming regulations and raises many questions. For example, why are the towns and the counties treated differently? What is the relationship between the CLUP and the Growth Management Act? This statute governs development in more than half of the state's acreage. It only makes sense to slow down and do it right. MAP has four major concerns. The first one is politicizing the commission. People have talked about that a lot. I don't think I need to go too far into it, except to say that by law, the commission is directed to make decisions based on statutory criteria and a record. It's not lends itself well to having a political process introduced into that. And the state is going to be left paying the tab. Double standards for towns and counties. The broad intent of this amendment is to turn over authority for planning and development decisions to counties without direct linkages to the goals of statewide interests in the UT. As proposed, this amendment promises to create an open-ended process that challenges continuance of protection of statewide interests without accountability for county performance. The third is conflict of interest. The amendment introduces vague, inadequate, and faulty guidance for how other state agencies will be involved in the planning and permitting in the UT. In addition, the promise of an independent professional review of future CLUPs cannot be fulfilled because both LURC staff and the land use team, which is proposed to be moved from the dismantled SPO to DOC, will both report directly to the DOC commissioner. The fourth is that the amendment uses the wrong tool for the task. The amendment includes a distracting and inconsistent connection to the Growth Management Act. By shifting compliance from the CLUP to the Growth Management Act, counties are absolved of responsibility to respect the special features of the UT. Exploring whether the CLUP should be integrated into the Growth Management Act is a separate, very interesting question that might help the state develop a unified land use management structure. I'm going to skip some of this. In conclusion, MAP believes there's a role for state, regional, and local planning and development regulation in Maine, but the proposed system will leave the state and its taxpayers responsible for paying the bill for a new, inefficient, more complicated, and more expensive structure. I've provided more complete written testimony, which I hope you will take the time to read. It's not 20 pages long like it looks. It's really 3 pages. But what I've attached is an annotation of the LD pointing out some very specific details that I think need to be attended to. And in closing, I want to say that the Maine Association of Planners stands ready to assist you in your effort if you decide that you want some assistance in looking at some of the troubling portions of this this LD, and we thank you for considering our concerns.
Well, and thank you for adding that help to your testimony over here. And I'm surprised they don't use Della Valle in a song. That just seems like that would fit great in a song.
I come from the mountains of Italy. No. Any questions? Thank you.
Thank you.